Welcome back, everybody, to Therapy Thursday. What is
Therapy
going on?
Thursdays are the Thursdays for me.
Oh God, I now have way more anxiety than I had at the start of this the start of this conversation.
No, I'm just trying something new every week, man. I'm trying to get the jingle. I'm trying to get the right jingle. It's like, you know, there's like keys on the nice, right? Like we need one for Therapy Thursdays.
Gotcha. Okay. That's good.
It's like therapy. See, it doesn't work.
I've resolved to just try to be as positive as I possibly can. So, you know what? I'm completely happy, and whatever you want to do for the jingle, let's do it.
I want to do whatever is going to stick in people's heads like a virus and just spread. No, that's a bad example to use during these times.
How dare you, good sir.
Sorry.
Yeah, but kicking us off, what's been going on this week? Have you had any troubles, any woes? Maybe actually a success. This could be triumphant Thursdays, you know? You had an anxiety
that
success.
Works. Yeah, there's a lot of T's you can use with Thursdays, huh?
T-Rex Thursday, that's the best.
Trout Thursdays.
Trout?
Like the swim. Trout. No, honestly, I think since the last time we talked, I haven't really had any anxiety.
Man,
so like,
fuck you.
Hey, man, I don't know what to say.
No,
I've been
good.
Busy.
That's good. That's awesome.
I've had a lot going on, so there hasn't been any time for anxiety. That's how I like to put it. No, I was in Palm Springs for the weekend for one of my friend's bachelor parties. My big bro, actually, in the fraternity, his bachelor party. So, yeah, I mean, no real anxiety. I think I had some like bad drinks or something on Friday night. So then Saturday I had like a stomach ache. Then I was like, is this like a stomach ache because I drank some or ate something bad? Or is this like a stomach ache because I'm feeling anxious? Right. But I think that was about it. And then we were going ATV riding. So I'm like, fuck, I don't want to like take a shit in the middle of the desert, which I didn't have to do. So
that's good.
There you go.
That's great.
But yeah, no real anxiety. We did hit up a casino, which was kind of sketch. There were a lot of people there. I don't know how I felt about the safety precautions and everything, especially with the rising cases today or like now happening. But there was a, pregnant dealer. And I was like, man, if a pregnant woman, like, you know, isn't that worried, like, maybe I'll be fine. So, yeah, that was sort of my thing. I was like, I know, because, like, I feel
she,
like...
She probably has to work it because she's not given time off to have leave, so she probably...
No, see,
actually,
you're completely right, yeah. But, like, in my head, it's just like... I was like, if she can come into work, then, like, I'll be fine. But I didn't feel anxious. It was just more like, you know, COVID cases, like... worried a little bit about, like, are we gonna be safe? And then, you know, I came back and I was like, oh no, am I getting a sore throat? Oh no, like, do I have a fever coming on? So like the first 2 days I kept, like, you know, checking my temperature, but it was all normal. My throat was fine. It was due to extensive drinking and smoking this weekend, so no COVID there. But yeah, I mean, outside of that, it's been pretty good. How about you, Matt? No, last couple times we talked, your anxiety was getting better and better. I hope that trend has continued.
Yeah, it's been, it's kind of plateaued. Now there's just more of like a daily level of like stress that I have to deal with. Some of it's just stuff going on at work, like end of the year projects that are coming up kind of stuff. Also with the rise in COVID cases around the U.S., some parts of the world are also doing pretty well with it right now. You know, overall it just was like, I don't know, I guess I just need to like take a step back and like try to relax a little bit more and not think about it too much. It's kind of hard. Like I was telling you before we recorded, we were just saying hi to each other, that you know, like I'll open up the news on the iPhone, or like when I swipe over, you know, like the whatever the hell their sidebar is called, it'll be like news pops up automatically, and it'll be like highest death rates in the U.S. since whatever, COVID's doing whatever, and then it'll be like vaccine news on the forefront, but don't celebrate too yet. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't even look at this tab right now.
Yeah, this those things are horrible, man.
It's just so much, and obviously, you know, like we've talked about news and how they have to be a little bit clickbaity, because you know they want your views, right? They want your attention. So I've been trying a little bit more to kind of like stay away from social media, stay away from the news, kind of just like chill, relax, meditate. I've been doing some stuff that I need to start like working out again on like a more of a routine versus like a like random like walk, whatever. I want to start lifting weights again because I have some home gym equipment. A couple things like that. I mean, you know, my body just, I'm tired a lot. Just from that like baseline level of stress that has gone up in the past, like obviously in the past, you know, the whole time for the pandemic somewhat, but also with the election, everything else, all this other stuff going on in the world, right? I'm just trying to like take a step back and take some time for myself and not have to, you know, look at what's going on in the world. Just try to listen to some funny shit, watch some funny movies, things that I enjoy. And, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'm still working through it. It's just one of those things where, you know, I at least know that I'm stressed out because of what's going on. So I know that if I feel tired or whatever, or if I feel something related to my anxiety, I can kind of tell myself, hey, it's just your anxiety, you know, just take some more time for yourself kind of deal. But then, you know, of course, there's days where you're like, holy shit, like, is this not anxiety? Because it's been a few days or whatever, right? And you kind of fall back into that trap. So then I just have to constantly remind myself, hey, just do the work, you know, take your meds, do what you can. You know, I've been sleeping better. You know, diet's been better. I've been eating healthier food.
Nice, man.
Exercise has been like here and there, depending on like what time I get home, like if we go on walks and stuff. That's why I want to start the routine. And then meditation has kind of been back and forth. I find that like the more worried I am about something, the harder it is to meditate. Even though, like, you know that meditation will help you, you know, kind of like calm down your thoughts and not have racing thoughts. It's also like in the middle of it, I'm just like constantly like, what about this? What about this? What about this? So, you know, that's been a little bit more of a slow process getting back into that. In terms of formal practice, like sitting down with an app and saying like doing a guided meditation, you know, I try to do that. Like basically the way you fall asleep is kind of like through meditating, right? You kind of like focus on either something you're going to dream about or whatever, right? And then, or you know, sheep. Focus on your breath. Yeah, sheep, whatever you can do to kind of just like get into that state and then hopefully be able to fall asleep. So I usually have a pretty easy time falling asleep. So it's kind of due to that like pseudo meditation before bed kind of deal of like, oh, just like relax and calm down and like think about whatever. And then, you know, bam, I'm out.
No, I do the same. When I'm trying to go to sleep, I have like a little routine that I go through, like a meditation routine. But that's good, man. It sounds like you're doing a lot better. I mean, you sound a lot better. You look a lot better. And it sounds like you're taking a lot of steps to get better.
Yeah, it's you know, it's one of those things where it's kind of like the rubber band effect, right? Where like there was a few days where I felt great. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm back, baby. What's up? And then, you know, for like the next 3 days, it's just like shit again. I'm like, fuck, is this how it's going to be, like this back and forth? And that's when, you know, you have to realize, you're like, well, there's a lot more I can do and there's things I should be doing personally to, you know, help further it, right? And it's like, hey, if 5 minutes meditation doesn't work, let me try 10. Let me do this. Let me step it up. Let me, you know, have more vegetables kind of thing, right? Like, let me just do these things that, like, will hopefully contribute to it. And recovery from anything can take a long time, right? Especially with anxiety where you can fall into those what-if traps and things that, you know, obviously happened to me and obviously probably happened to a lot of our listeners. The further you fall into those traps, it's just going to prolong it. So for the most thing, it's like, if you can just say like, hey, that's anxiety, I know what that is, I'm just going to kind of like float past it and relax, you know? Yeah, it sucks right now, but it won't suck in 10 minutes. It won't suck in half an hour, 3 hours. It won't suck tomorrow morning. Maybe if you're anxious before going to bed, you know, and going to sleep helps. And in the morning, hopefully you don't, you know, I've been there, but hopefully you're not in the situation now where, you know, you're going, you can't sleep because you're anxious, and then you finally do get to sleep, and then you wake up anxious because, like, you either wake up panicked. Sometimes, you know, you wake up and you're like, heart rate is higher, and you know, you're kind of like kind of panicked, and it's really just your body trying to produce chemicals to wake you up because, like, oh hey, time to get up.
Right.
But when you're not used to that feeling, or it's a little bit more intense than you're used to, you know, you kind of get that that like fear associated with it too, like, oh my god, why did I wake up in the middle of the night, and like I'm panicked, like what's going on. So
no, it happens, man. You know, I just came up with a really good metaphor actually as you were saying all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, anxiety is like falling in a hole, right? You fall into it very quickly, right? You might slip, you know, there might be a trap or something, and you fall in. And, you know, you might fall 10 feet, might fall 20 feet, you might fall 50 feet. You won't know until, you know, you either catch yourself on the wall or something, or you hit the bottom of you know, the hole, the well, whatever it is. And then climbing up always takes longer than falling in. And, you know, you have to do it one step at a time. And sometimes you need to stop and take a rest. And, you know, like you said, take a step back. You know, just stay where you are for a minute. You know, take a breath and then continue up. But, you know, you can only climb out of it sort of step by step, right? Or like level by level.
Right. It's like if you're going upstairs, you can only, I mean, some people can, you know, you can skip steps and go 2-3 steps at a time, but you can't keep that up forever, right?
Yeah.
Take baby steps. Like every move you make to get out of that hole is getting you closer to the end game of getting like back onto that level ground, right? Like you're talking about, but it's going to take time. And the faster you fall into that hole, you know, you may not have, like in the actual example of falling into a hole, right? If you fall down and you get hurt, you're not going to have all the energy and the strength to just immediately climb back out like it's nothing. So yep. You need to take your time to recover, to rest at the bottom, to say, okay, let's make a plan. How am I going to climb out of this hole this time, right? Am I going to like get some new equipment? Am I going to get like some type of climbing material? Do I have a rope? Do I have something to help with, right? And those are the tools that we're trying to give people, and hopefully people are able to get access to, and will help them, you know, slowly climb out of it, right? And sometimes yep. It takes time, and sometimes, you know, you slip and you fall back down. It's just all about that process and that journey. And, you know, thinking about it, like, really, it's all about, you know, where have you been? What have you survived so far? Like, I've survived really shitty times with anxiety and stress and depression and everything else going on. And this isn't, like, what I've experienced in the past few weeks, you know, whatever, the ups and downs haven't been as intense as those feelings. But it's just, it feels really intense to me now because I've had a lot of good days in a row. I've racked up those good days, right? And those, oh yeah, okay, I'm doing everything I can to get rid of the anxiety, to get rid of the stress. And then now that, you know, COVID and the rest of the world just came fucking screeching to a halt, now it's like, hey, remember us? We're your friends. And it's like, well, you know, I survived that other thing. I'm going to survive this too.
No, exactly. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you're doing better. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah, hopefully everybody at home is also doing better wherever you're at. You know, we're all going to get through this. You know, there's good days, there's bad days.
All we can do is just, you know, keep pushing through, keep climbing that hole. If you're at the top of that hole, you know, learn ways to avoid falling into another one. But inevitably, it'll probably happen. You just have to remember that you've been able to climb out before. You have the tools, you know, at the ready, and you can do it.
Yeah. And if you're at the top of your collective hole in the situation, you know, maybe help somebody else, give them a helping hand and pull them out of their hole.
Yep. You know, throw them a rope, whatever it may be.
If you've been feeling, you know, depressed and anxious, and, you know, you want a friend to reach out to you, or maybe a friend did reach out to you and it was really helpful, you know, make an effort to reach out to somebody else. Ask them how their day is going. You know, see what help you can be to them.
I agree. Man, I really like this analogy. I'm
he's just gonna be talking about holes for the next 6 weeks.
I know, I'm kind of proud of myself. Anyway, thank you guys all for listening. Like Matt said, I hope you guys are either doing well, continue to do well, or start your journey on doing better.